Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me today is Travis.
McClunky.
And Brian.
Hi.
And wow, guys, we have a lot to talk about today. So if you're just catching up, there is this trailer released where Eris is on Europa. She's going over the icy terrain of the planet. We believe it's Europa.
Tundra,
sure, whatever. So that happened. There's a big tease for June 9th. Also, as a note, we're recording this on Thursday. So if something happens Friday, we didn't know about it yet. So we're reacting to everything up until that point.
Just in case the Almighty crashes.
Just in case. Yep. And then there was another trailer featuring the Drifter, where the Drifter also goes to, or is going to, what looks like Europa. He's just flying on a ship. He pops his coin, looking all cool. And they again tease June 9th, right? There was one new asset released in an email today where it shows both Drifter and Eris. Eris has exposed her face. Drifter is potentially looking at her. I don't know if they're on Europa together. They could be on different sides of the planet, but it seems like this is culminating in something larger. While all this is happening, what else has been going on? A lot of people have called out the Week 8 Invitation of the Nine moment where the pyramids appeared and the Drifter and the Emissary kind of spoke. And he kind of accuses her of showing those images. And it's really, really exciting to see how they've been building this all together. What am I forgetting? All this has happened this week, by the way. Oh, the pyramid tease that happened in game, right?
Which was leaked like 2 months ago.
This was leaked, what we're looking at right now, Brian?
This right here was leaked like a month or maybe more ago. This exact one.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, I hadn't seen it. So for me,
awesome.
For me, I was super, super hyped to see the pyramids leak. And then I think there is one more thing. Oh.
The Almighty.
Just generally speaking, the Almighty has been slowly creeping closer and closer to the tower. So that's what it looks like today. That's another angle of what it looks like today. I've done some pass to make it more apparent, but I haven't zoomed in the picture or anything like that. That is captured on PC. And here's what it was like a week earlier on reset, right? So it has gotten dramatically closer. That's basically everything that I can think of up top of my head that's been happening. This sort of like in-game storytelling, and I would say the Almighty, if you're listening, the Almighty's probably, I don't know, 75% larger than it was a week ago. So it's coming in hot. We think that something might happen tomorrow, which is why at the beginning of the show, we're basically saying, or this weekend, we're saying, hey, we're recording this Thursday, because we know it comes out Friday at 5, like it has forever. But yeah. Brian, what do you want to say?
I just want to say the reason why we think that something's going to happen this weekend is because somebody tweeted at Bungie wondering why the heck nothing has happened. Like, even though this is the last week of the season, like, nothing's happened so far. And then the official Destiny account replied to them with quotations so far. So, you know, it's something has to happen before Tuesday to wrap up the season. So we'll see. I imagine it'll happen like tomorrow. Right? Yeah. Nah, because that's like that's the new seasons. Like we want something to happen like during this season, like to wrap it up. So it's gonna be kind of weird for it to happen on that day when they've already got so much already going on that day.
Here's a
weekend event for it.
Yeah. Hoselius Romero said, the season of the worthy is about to end. So far, nothing has happened with the Almighty. Pay for a season that does not have the content it offered. Destiny 2, the official account, replied with, so far, in quotes. Yeah. So, good response to somebody being kind of salty about this season. There's no denying that this season has been pretty damn boring. But here's the thing. All of this stuff that's happening right now and the in-game things that they've done, granted it is at the end, it's super cool. I really, really like how they've been sort of unfolding this. And the fact that it has ties back to something that happened a year ago, that Drifter scene happened in May of 2019. At least that's the date, I believe it was. And now a year later, we're seeing sort of the culmination of those activities. So I don't even know where to start. Let's start with what do you guys think Eris is doing on the planet? And did you notice that the ground is like glowing red as she climbs the mountain?
Yeah, I have no idea what she'd be doing on the planet, but I think last time we left off with Eris, she was still maybe going a little crazy after touching something in the on the moon. You know, always one for touching ancient relics that may or may not make her goofy or angry. So I don't know if that story got concluded. It's possible that they were kind of just alluding to her, you know, going crazy because her fire team's phantoms were chasing her. But I think it's probably something else. And I think she's got her own personal agenda that's bringing her to Europa, because obviously the darkness is doing something up in that planet.
Yeah, here's the shot where you can see the red, just for context. Anyway.
Also, go back to that shot.
Boom.
See, like, oh, sorry, if you go back to the big shot, you can see, like, if you look at the far left of the image there, does that look like a skeleton?
Here. I got some cool tools on this program. You want me to go far left?
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It looks like a skeleton of, like a decayed.
Oh, it looks like a space station, maybe.
Yeah, it looks like sort of like a satellite or something.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. I imagine that, like, whatever they're doing, like, they're probably, like, showing these teasers, like, back to back like this, because, like, it might lead up to something where, like, Eris and the Drifter are both looking for the same thing, but for their own personal reasons. I doubt it's going to be some sort of team up thing between the two of them.
I don't know, man. It seems like it might be a team up thing. You don't think so?
Well, just because, like, they showed these two teasers of them very separated from each other, right? They're not like on this journey together, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they might find what they're looking for at the same exact time, and maybe that comes up with something. But
so you reminded me, Brian, also that, like, they're on this planet. This is Destiny 1 concept art, right? This is Europa.
That's right.
And you can see that the cities are basically, like, covered in ice. And you can see the planet in the background. I've wanted to explore this planet forever. For basically as long as Destiny has been out, I've been excited to go here. And it's just really, really cool to see that we're finally going to get to explore this destination. And I'll use the zoom tool I have again so that we can kind of look at this concept art. And then we can probably go back to the trailer. You can see the cities are totally submerged.
I hope that this, you know, concept is what the patrol space is, right? It's just some very, like, decrepit old frozen city rather than just, like, kind of like a boring wasteland as a patrol space.
Yeah, and then here's what we're getting today of the tease for Europa. You know, we haven't seen much more beyond this, but I am incredibly hyped. This is really, really cool. We should also talk about what's going on with Eris's hand. some people are saying like that seems like it's the pyramid tech and she's actually utilizing it. What is she utilizing it against? Mm-hmm. I don't think she's using it as a protection. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Is there a chance that she's been compromised and is aiding the darkness in some way? And maybe the Drifter is on a mission to stop her.
But oh.
Or help her.
Yeah. You know what? Know. That would be a really interesting, you know, face-to-face sort of thing where they're going to pit them against each other.
Does possibly. Yeah. Drifter would make a pretty good unlikely hero. I think.
Yeah, and we also got the sound file. What else did we get there?
Oh, yeah, the cryptic sound file. That
was, yeah. Was there really anything in that?
People did a lot of decryption looking into that. It's like some deep dives that people have done to dissect that audio clip.
As we're talking about it, my brain's just sort of going crazy. So I'm bringing in assets that I had already prepared for other things. And I'm remembering, like, there's the concept art and the ending that we never talked about, really, of the game, where, you know, we saw this area, and a lot of people thought that this is potentially going to be on Europa. There's also the fifth alien race. It's kind of cropped off there improperly on the far right, the pyramid race. Yeah. There's the ending of Shadowkeep and that statue where we got the final item. There's Paul Tassi's article with the art about the veil and how the veil could potentially be. There's just been so much going on with Destiny and news. It's kind of crazy. What was your question, Brian?
Let's be real here. We're going to an icy planet, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to take the icy hive from Mars and put them on Europa. That's what we're going to be fighting.
Honestly, I could see that, yeah.
No, I hope it's...
I was like, well, that's a great place for them to use those icy hive.
Yeah, I mean, they could have some of that, but I think they're going to do something that's a little bit more contrasting with the all-white planet. So they could have some enemies that sort of blend in that are harder to see, but design-wise, I could also imagine them pitting us against something like the Veil. So real quick, do you think this is a setup for Season 11 or Season 12 or the fall? Like, what's going on here?
I think it's Season 12, honestly, because they said that they're going to reveal Season 10 and or Season 11 and 12 at the same time. And
when they said
this all... They said that on was it?
They 12? Said that they said that in a TWAB last week that we'll hear about the next season when they're ready to show what comes after that at the same time. So it's like on June 9th, we're not going to hear about season 11 basically until we're able to play it. So like this is definitely something that they're teasing for the fall expansion and not for
season. Yeah, 11. I think they'll focus most of their attention on here's what season 12 is going to be. Here's all the stuff to get hyped about. And then hopefully season 11 will be a good lead into that. But I would be really surprised if, you know, we were on Europa a couple weeks from now. I just don't see that being the case with, you know, how the past seasons have gone in this expansion.
So all of this, you know, Travis, to your point. So we have the Almighty that's going to crash or get blown up. I forgot to talk about, the dialogue on Mars with Anna Bray, who seems super positive about all
she
this.
Seems
I'm like, girl, you're delusional. Like,
well, it's not a weird dialogue choice on Bungie's end, right? Like, it's like, hey, she's working directly with like us and Rasputin, right? Like, why isn't she aware that he is tracking these pyramid ship coming in to just like full on attack? Like, and she's just like, another golden age is on the horizon. We're like, no, we got a big old war coming.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And
yeah, it does seem a little mismatched, the messaging here.
It seems a little mismatched, yeah.
I think it's being purposefully misleading so that, you know, we get this super cool reveal at the end of the season. And real quick, I'm just trying to bring it up here. So here's the dialogue, right? I'll just pause it there because I have it set to loop. And Big Red is locked and loaded. Anna beams at Rasputin's hologram, rattling off statistics and terminology. Ghost bobs along in the know. This would have been impossible without Zavala acting as a firebrand. She turns introspective for a moment. It's easy to find reasons to stay away when you're isolated, easy to forget what kept us close. Coming together won the gap, and it's going to knock the Almighty out of the sky. It'll be how we meet the future. When this is over, it's hard for me to read. Saul will be so much more open to us. Red's new defense matrix is a scaffold. We could even plop a nice colony down in his shadow on Mars. Just talking about new settlements gives me goose pimples. She feigns a shiver and cracks a wide smile at you. Goodbye, war with the Cabal. So, Brian, you got your wish. Hello, second golden age. The future is bright, Guardian. Shine on.
Firstly, before we move on, I just want to say what a great, great impression of Anna that you have. Oh. Really well done.
Yeah, I mean, that's how...
I know you just said that, like, I get my wish with the War of the Cabal ending, but, like, until I see, like, I know we talked about it last week, but until I see the Red Legion off of Earth or out of the solar system, I don't have my wish.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So Travis kind of said his piece. Do you think this is season 11 or whatever the fall expansion is, or season 12? Because the fall expansion will be a big expansion and probably season 12, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you think, Brian?
I think the same thing, right? It's like season 11 is going to very much be on the same spectrum that we've had this past year post Shadowkeep, you know, with Undying Dawn and Worthy, that it's going to be of the same caliber, same, I don't want to say same quality level, because, you know, Dawn was better than Worthy, but Dawn was also better than Undying. But yeah, it's like, I don't think we're going to be introduced to Europa in any kind of way during the season. It's like I said last week, it might be something on that pyramid ship on the moon. There's others speculating that we might be going to the Arcology on Titan because of some similarities in art design based on Sabathun's emblem that you get from that strike. So who knows? You know, it's kind of nice in a way, not knowing exactly what we're going into, mm-hmm. lore wise or such like that. And I definitely don't think it's like Bungie being scared of revealing what they have because it might be light on content. I think they just want to reveal all of this stuff to us at the same time so that we have context of what we're doing, so things aren't spoiled.
You know, it is interesting that only the Drifter and Eris are the ones that we're seeing go to this place. What we know about the Drifter from, I think this is from D2 Wikipedia, Destinypedia, it says the Drifter's ghost is the nameless ghost partner to the Drifter. Though it typically keeps itself hidden, it is distinguishable by its red eye and inability to speak, both of which are the result of extensive modifications that granted it access to a broader spectrum of light and the ability to manipulate darkness. Now, separately, Eris also has this weird ability that we're seeing on Europa. Here's my thought on all of that for season 11 and what that means for season 12. Something is going to happen in season 11 where we need to either get that ability or unlock that ability to be able to go to Europa. And I think that would be an interesting through line to, like, okay, well, season 11, you have to work so that more people can get there to help them. They're just kind of like the pioneers who were able to get there first because of their unique capabilities, right? And then season 12, we go there in this major expansion. What, Brian?
Making more moats.
Oh, yeah.
Another season of Drifter.
Oh my God. If season 11 is
season,
like,
of the Gambit.
Season 11 is like, you need to power up. Drifter left Gambit active, but he's disappeared. Let's get in there and harness as many motes as we can so that we can. I'd be like, no,
no!
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
Honestly, I could see that happening, really.
I mean, if Destiny becomes a game that does storytelling this well, great. I've already kind of accepted that, okay, like, it seems like I'm not going to care about the guns as much, just generally, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the sunsetting things that they're doing. And my collection is mostly complete anyways. But if the storytelling is this good, that gives me to sign on once a week, like, just to see this Almighty stuff, I've actually liked signing in, like, where's the Almighty? I want to see how close it is this week. I want to see what's going on. So those aspects have been really, really great to experience. We'll see how it plays out long term, though. How are you guys feeling with all these teases and things? It's the roller coaster going up, right? Like, it's exciting.
It's the same cadence, right? Like, it's always kind of like that on the eve of an expansion. I know we're not on the eve of the expansion. We still got a couple months out from that. You know, it is that roller coaster of destiny, right? It's like, you know, like, oh, yay. You know, and it's kind of always been that way. And I think the only time that's ever really not been that way has been between Opulence and Shadowkeep, really.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have to go over? Well, Travis, do you want to tell us about increased drop rates, or do you want to talk about something else?
Yeah, no, I think that's good. Also on the 12 this week was they're increasing drop rates for Thousand Voices, Anarchy, and the Sparrow from Scourge, which is called...
Exotic. It's an exotic Sparrow, right?
The exotic Sparrow, yeah.
Always on time.
On time, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, so Anarchy and 1K, very coveted exotics. Their drop mm-hmm. rate is going to increase based on your completions up to 50% drop chance at 20 completions, right, Travis?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Right. And I think that's great. That's right, obviously, people like Destin who played it like 450 times to get Anarchy are probably going to be a little upset, but I don't know.
I got like 34, right? Well, like, now we know the more you run it, the higher your chance gets. So around 20, if you still don't get it by, like, run 30, you're just having terrible luck.
The other side of the 50% each time you run it. It's still possible because odds are odds, you know?
Yeah. But you also clear it 3 times a week, right? So 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. Mm-hmm. It's, like, 7 weeks. So it's... not even 2 months of runs on all your characters if you're really try-harding for a specific exotic.
And that's right? Assuming you're not, that's assuming it's not retroactive too. Like if like the game takes an account that you've done the raid already 50 times and still don't have it.
I think it seems like it'll be retroactive because it would track on your account, right?
Yeah, it would track how many you've done for. Yeah.
I have no problem with it at all. I think it's smart and I think it's a good way for those coveted exotics to still be coveted and hard to get, but give you a little bit of a fighting chance to get them. Because there's people who
Do you think that in the future they'll have a policy or a drop system like this when a weapon is coveted and sort of like in the active season, or do you think this will always be something that they do retroactively once more people have it and some time has passed and they care less about it?
Maybe that.
Yeah.
The later. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been that way for a while, right? Like, how many times have they adjusted the drop rate for 1K voices? Like, it's, you know, that rate is 2 years removed.
Yeah. It's hard to get a crew together, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got it. Sure. You have to use an LFG usually to run that. Even though the rewards in raids are sort of coveted right now, especially that one, because they're going to last longer with the sun setting. And I'm all in support for it. Travis, what about the trials reward changes? You wrote that down as a note.
Yeah, so they added some additional masterworks, which is amazing. We all really want that when we play trials.
Oh.
So that's one of the things. But I think more importantly, they adjusted the token, or they're going to be adjusting. Sorry, I'm speaking in the forward tense. This is all coming in the next season. They're adjusting the token system so that you are not as benefited by just grinding the first 3 matches and that sort of thing, which is definitely good.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I'm going to be super intrigued to see how this ends up playing out in the long run, because I don't know if it's going to work or not. Time's going to tell on that one. I'm definitely taking a wait and see with the trials. They also talked about the controller configuration, and they're doing some really, really interesting stuff there. I forgot to bring this up, but like they make it so if you tap X, that's standard reload, and if you hold X, like that could be a different action. For example, like guns where they switch their elemental value, you can make that a double tap as opposed to a longer hold, and then standard reload is just a one tap. I really like that. I think it's pretty cool that they're adding functionality. And also shout out to IRL Guardian, the video we were in won the movie of the week. That's really, really cool.
You guys didn't want me to be in it, so
Brian, shut up. We asked you like 90 times. Oh, is your mic not working? Your headphones not working? That's so weird.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. But for the controller thing, you know, Xbox players have had kind of an app on Xbox to do that, but it has limitations. For example, I don't think that there's a way for you to assign like a double tap or a hold, and that is kind of an extra layer for this. And it also helps with accessibility, which is really cool. So,
yeah, I'm definitely happy about it. You know, we're going into the weekend, June 9th. I think next week's going to be a big week, no matter what they reveal. Either we'll be super salty or we'll be super hyped about whatever's coming in the fall. This is a good time to be paying attention to Destiny, and this largely has been our main reaction. Travis, Brian, do you have anything else you want to bring up?
One more thing.
What do you got?
Finally fixing the perfect fifth explosion shot on Polaris.
Oh, yeah. Nets.
Oh,
that's right.
I'll have to get that catalyst.
That way you can actually use it and shoot bullets after you've already shot it. Wow. It took them a very long time to fix that. But yeah.
And anything with multi-fire seems weird, right?
Yeah.
Like they just seem to keep running into problems with that. Yeah. Anyway, that's basically all we have for this week. Very, very excited about what's developing. Travis, was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I'm excited, man. I mean, the hype train is starting to roll. So I know last week we said, do you prefer it when we hear nothing or when we hear something? And I said, I think I was the only person who said, I hope that they say more. So this at least lets me know there is stuff coming somewhat soon, even if it's not season 11. So yeah, I'm stoked, man.
Got it. All right. Well, I think we'll sign off then, and we look forward to talking about this more next week. But until next time, everybody, Guardians out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.